I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, January 27th, 2023. It's already Friday. It's two Fridays gone from Friday the 13th, and here we are. Welcome. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. And welcome to this wild and dystopic ride we call life in America these days. How about a few headlines, and then back to the grinder, back to the shenanigans. So, from the Hill, just quickly, some headlines. Earlier this week, Silicon Valley, Microsoft to invest billions into OpenAI. As soon as we heard about ChatGPT, basically, Microsoft announces that it is investing billions of dollars into OpenAI, the company behind the popular ChatGPT language generation tool. But it's more than a language generation tool. As part of a third phase of a partnership between the two tech companies, Microsoft announced Monday. So that's happening, and that's big news. People have asked, you know, what does Microsoft get in return for that? One of the things that I think is really interesting is, you know, Whitney Webb has been floating around. She was on Glenn Beck's podcast. She was recently on Jimmy Dore's show. And the subject of Bill Gates comes up, you know, how Bill Gates is linked to certain folks and how people say, you know, they make money and Bill Gates is one of the people, you know, the Epstein connection keeps coming up and lots of other very, very strange things. Bill Gates is connected to strange things and strange people. And if you doubt that, just if you're not familiar, look up Rick Allen Jones. I'm still fascinated that nobody seems to know the name Rick Allen Jones. So, especially if you're having the Epstein conversation, you would think that everybody who mentions Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates in the same sentence would include Rick Allen Jones in that conversation. I digress. Whitney Webb says that one of the reasons for the sanitizing of Bill Gates' image and so forth is for the sake of Microsoft. But that's also sort of a curiosity because Microsoft did the commercial, the Marina Abramovic commercial, that was quickly scrubbed from the internet. You could still find it, obviously, but why would you have Marina Abramovic for a Microsoft HoloLens commercial? And this, you know, I have been saying for a while now, just kind of sticking on the fact that it is the Western esoteric influence, that current, that is leading the charge. Jay in California asked the other day a question related to that. I mentioned people. Bill Cooper, I think, summarized how this works better than just about anybody. And he said, you know, you have to be careful because sometimes talking about these things gets people killed. And what do you know? The guy who predicted September 11, 2001, and I say predicted in air quotes, when he said on June 28, 2001, they're going to do something. They're going to try to blame it on this guy, meaning Osama bin Laden. Don't you believe it? That's what he said. Don't you believe it? So we don't have Bill Cooper anymore, but we have other people who took credit. You know, one person in particular, Bill Gates was not terribly fond of. Bill Cooper was not terribly fond of Bill Gates. I'm thinking of the Marina Abramovic thing. So, according to Whitney Webb, the sanitizing of Bill Gates' reputation has a lot to do with Microsoft. And again, you know, and you can find straw man articles about this. Ben Davis wrote an article over at ArtNet. Some believe Marina Abramovic is the satanic ringleader of a global political conspiracy. That's ludicrous. But here's what they get right. Yeah, I don't know that many people think that she is the ringleader. But there is a global conspiracy. It is spiritual in nature, and politics is part of it. You can read about it in The Work of the Hierarchy. It's not a secret. LuciusTrust.org/resources/article/work-of-the-hierarchy, separated by underscores. And it literally says there is a plan. Point number one, they work according to plan and are known as the custodians of the plan, quote unquote. Bill Gates is one of those people. The Gates Foundation, as I said, there are screenshots that are still floating around on the interwebs of the Gates Foundation as one of the top-level sponsors. Dean's List, is that? No, that's the site. So there's deansList.info/Lucius, the insights and investor and inventory, of Dean W. Arnold. Bill Gates as Lucius Trust donor documentation. This first screenshot taken March 4, 2019, shows the new group of world servers quote unquote, as a subsidiary menu item for the Lucius Trust and its website. And it's gone now, I believe, but there's a screenshot. New group of world servers. And you even see the URL there. And then the next screenshot, taken September 19, 2009, way back when, shows the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation listed third for the financial groups supporting the new group of world servers. This information no longer exists on the site. And so, in that second screenshot, you see a list of organizations, and as mentioned, third on the list, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And further down, the following is an article slash speech on the Lucius site, screenshot taken March 4, 2019, listing George Soros, Bill Gates, and others. See the sixth screenshot as part of the money energy, quote unquote, for Lucius Trust. It says on the site, well, yeah, that was back in 2002, I believe. Screenshot taken 2019. And included in the screenshots, you read this item highlighted. On the Lucius Trust website, the world teacher, the Christ, that is the Antichrist, the false Christ, stands before the spiritual hierarchy and enacts a sacred and solemn ceremony. And since this festival is so particularly the Christ's, it says it's the Antichrist, et cetera, et cetera. Screenshots of speeches and involvement of these very powerful, influential folks. Anyway, Bill Cooper, I think, summarized as well as anyone kind of what's going on, and it is a satanic conspiracy. Communism is a primary mechanism. It's kind of a straw man in a sense, but also kind of a primary mechanism. To hear that the conspiracy goes higher throws people off. It is, you know, it is, communism is the counterfeit of Acts chapter 2 in simple terms. Bill Cooper talked about the mystery schools, and, you know, there's a group of folks that are sort of used and abused. In particular, people don't realize it, you know. There are reasons that people have a more of a tendency to be conscripted to certain things, people groups, and that's weaponized. You know, again, I think when it comes to so-called Jewish involvement, I think the operative concept sort of centers around Romans 11:25 and a hardening of the heart of Israel in conjunction with the wolf, basically, in sheep's clothing that masquerades among the flock that Jesus spoke of in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, and those being mostly indistinguishable to people, they get conflated as the same thing. And I don't think that they are. So, anyway, maybe more on that later. But so Microsoft is investing billions of dollars in OpenAI. A couple of other quick headlines. Kristi Noem said that her cell phone was hacked. So Noam says cell phone was hacked, blames January 6th panel. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said on Monday that her personal cell phone number has been hacked and used to make hoax calls. Noem said her phone was hacked following the release of her and her family's personal information, including her social security number, by the House January 6th committee. Earlier this month, nearly 2,000 social security numbers of former President Trump's closest allies, including cabinet members and Republican governors, were inadvertently disclosed in a spreadsheet that the committee posted along with a number of other records. That was part of a Washington Post article, actually, on January 6, 2023. What do you know about that? And the document has since been taken down, of course, but it will live on in infamy. Human microchip implants take center stage. Another fun headline. This is over at The Hill. The novelty of replacing one's home key with a microchip implant is gaining worldwide interest, but there's another more compelling story under the surface. I think that's a pun, a variety of ways. You know, it's the obvious pun, but because the author, Zana L. Maliko Smith, is an adjunct fellow with the Strategic Technologies Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS. I think there's a sub rosa pun in there too. Why is this technology an integrated circuit the size of a grain of rice? Well, again, remember, I need to dig up that PowerPoint presentation that Jim Lewis did, James Andrew Lewis over at CSIS also. That the grain of rice thing is a sales pitch. It's something to say no to. The ultimate thing. He said, back in 2006, he said, we already have the thing, but it's not that. That's just something for people to see and say no to. So why is this technology reviled by some and celebrated by self-proclaimed human cyborgs? Skipping down to the end of the article, Zana writes, microchips offer alluring benefits of convenience and mobility. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, in the age where the conspiracy is coming really fully out into plain sight, where Bill Gates is saying if people would just obey, and Klaus Schwab is saying, wouldn't it be great when everyone has implants in their brain? Last article, Spotify cutting hundreds of jobs in latest round of tech layoffs. So Spotify now has said it would cut 6% of its staff, or about 600 workers. And so this, in conjunction with all the other layoffs like IBM and Microsoft that we've heard lately. So, and the young lady, we played the clip yesterday from Dave Rubin's little piece there about the former Google product manager who was laid off and couldn't hardly deal with it. What are people like her going to do as life gets difficult? Be interesting to see. What will they do? They don't seem to have, there is a generation in America now, if not two, I would say in particular, that it's going to be interesting. The kids who grew up thinking that all of this fantasy stuff around them is real. Dr. Dimitri Christakis talked about this in his TED Talk, and it was featured in the documentary Pseudology. And he said the baby Einstein stuff and all of that stuff, that, you know, the fast-paced stuff, it changes young people's brains. It rewires them, hardwires them differently. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
About the Gates family connections to, I don't know, the Federal Reserve System, Planned Parenthood, you know, the Nazi connection of guys like George Soros and Klaus Schwab and all these other funny things. But we're not supposed to believe what that would obviously mean kind of right out in plain sight, even though, you know, the Gates Foundation had the population control, council or board, whatever the heck it was originally that was changed. We played that clip the other day, Lori Schwab Zabin accepting her award as the first director of it and saying, we don't say population control anymore. That's a naughty word. That's what Lori Schwab Zabin said. We don't say that anymore. So it's not supposed to mean what it means. Words don't mean what they mean, except, you know, as long as the serial killer tells you that that's not what he's doing, well, I guess that's, you know, it's okay. That's clearly not what he's doing. It's a strange thing. Strange thing that, you know, people listen to people that, you know, lie repeatedly and are caught, you know, lying about their involvement with people like Jeffrey Epstein, have people working at their house for a decade while they are raising young children, no less, that are very unsavory folks, Rick Allen Jones. It's a strange thing. Anyway, to the phones. Anthony in Arizona. Good morning. Welcome.
I hope I'm going to be able to talk. Something happened to my throat about a half an hour ago. My name is Reverend Anthony Joseph, Tucson, Arizona. Phone number is 520-884-8014. My experience with the Edomite situation that's taken over the Ashkenazi Khazarian race, which you people refer to as Jews.
Who are you talking about?
They were a decadent people, and their leader asked them which religion they would follow, and they asked the three. The Christian, the Muslim, and the Hebrew or Judaism back then, because I believe the religion back then was called Hebrew.
Hebrew was a man.
Right, but
the Hebrews are descendants of Heber.
Okay. When Abraham,
so when you say you people, who are you referring to?
The people who call themselves Jews that are not.
No, you said you people refer to them as Jews. You people refer to as Jews. When you say you people.
The Edomites.
So you're calling anybody on this network who refers to anyone as a Jew, you're calling them an Edomite? I don't think you're understanding the question.
Yes. Well, I have a man who studied history for 50 years. His name is John Mayers. You straighten the American people out as to their religion, because it's
whose
not
religion?
One Jew. The cult religion called Israel.
Well, I think we're, again, where this sort of proves my point in the last segment, we're conflating things that don't go together.
Can I have this podium and tell you what I know that might knock you out of your socks? Because, I mean, well, if you want to sell your products and shut us off and do all that other stuff and do the talking rather than the listening, then there's nothing going to be achieved. Because at this point, I want to run for President of the United States, and I would act as a dictator to straighten out the septic tank and the cesspool that's in Washington and every state government.
Well, it's not, I wish you luck in your bid for president.
Hear out my information, then, even if I don't run.
Well, you gave out your information. We're headed into a break, and we're moving on, I think. Maybe I'll straighten out some of the crooked parts when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You know, this is a Friday, and we usually try to keep it light on Friday. This is not light, but So, listen, to Anthony and everyone else, if you call into this network and you insult everyone on this network, you're not doing yourself any favors. I listen to you, Anthony. I just find it fascinating. People call in and they try to, you know, you stir up controversy. You are a provocateur, people who call in and stir up controversy and then say, you're not listening to me. Well, you're not civil. You're not respectful and considerate. You know, when you insult the board op and everyone else, when you start generalizing and lumping people together that you don't know and, you know, trying to put words in people's mouths, it's ridiculous, quite frankly. And so, you know, this network is one of the few places that your voice can be heard and you are free to say things that are otherwise censored just about everywhere these days. Increasingly, this is, you know, signs of the times. I don't understand why. I mean, I do, but I don't understand why people would do such a thing, especially on this broadcast. I will listen to you. You can speak freely, but you know what? I think we draw a line at the insulting of people in a sort of flagrant disregard for decorum. I've said for a while now, it seems like we keep coming back around to, let's maintain a level of decorum. Let's behave ourselves. And I'm always hopeful that we will self-correct. Again, Benjamin Franklin's words are they always rattle around in the back of my head. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. If that's how we're going to behave, well, guess what? There are Nazis waiting in the wings to be our masters. Can't wait. I don't want to get too far afield on this. 1 Timothy 6, verses 3 and 4, if anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the doctrine conforming to godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing, but he has a morbid interest in controversial questions and disputes about words, out of which arise envy, strife, abuse, abusive language, evil suspicions, and constant friction between men of depraved mind and deprived of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain, but godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied with contentment, etc., etc. And Jesus said, speaking of sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the doctrine conforming to godliness, he was the one who said, you've heard it said, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. Today I give you a new command, love your enemy. And last point on that, Titus 3:9, but avoid, well, 3:8 and 9. This is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things, I want you to speak confidently so that, this is the NASB 95 now, so that those who have believed God will be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men, but avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and strife and disputes about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. Reject a factious man after a first and second warning, knowing that such a man is perverted and is sinning, being self-condemned. Those kinds of things. Let's not be that kind of person. Let's be the kind of people who observe decorum and be self-governing and respectful of one another, etc. I generalized in the first segment of the broadcast, there are people groups who lend themselves to certain things, or sort of they have certain inclinations and proclivities and things by nature to put it summarily that lend, you know, if all the world is a stage, John in Tennessee would, when he called in from time to time, he would mention that and remind us of that. If all the world is a stage, then we have to have actors. Don't we hear about actors a lot, state and non-state actors and so on? It's interesting how people are called actors. What does that mean? And indeed, the word person etymologically derives from the concept of persona and, you know, putting on a face and so on. So with that in mind, that's kind of the background. Most people, there are some who know what they're doing. I would submit to you, guys like Bill Gates know what they're doing, but even he, you know, needs and, dare I say, deserves prayer. Being the enemy, I'm pretty sure he knows what he's doing, but I think he's, you know, when you watch the Star Wars deal with Darth Vader, for example, you know, he was beguiled and led astray by the dark side. Anyway, I think Bill Gates was traumatized as a young man, as a child, and I think that's part of how this works, the trauma-based mind control and so forth. These people are not immune excluded from it. And so, you know, I think that's a part of what's going on in him. Anyway, the history of, you know, there's definitely, there are different people groups and, you know, but the genealogical thing, how are you going to verify that unless you, you know, you own 23andMe or Ancestry? But there are facts of history that we can draw from. You know, how are you going to go around accusing people of things and saying, you know, this person? I mean, it sounds kind of kooky to try to say so-and-so is part of some genealogical group. That's problematic, I think, obviously. But there are facts of history. For example, you know, the redefining of Judaism historically, the Jews, the Jewish contingent having rejected Jesus Christ as Messiah, and then enduring the subsequent destruction of the temple in 70 AD, Mosaic Judaism, you know, what I would call Orthodox Judaism, was faced with a serious dilemma. You know, the Torah emphasized that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So then what do you do? How do you continue the prescribed sacrifices without an altar and a temple? So shortly thereafter, there was the Council of Jamnia, which began redefining Judaism. And there's always been a problem with this, which is why you read, I mean, from end to end, you know, Moses comes down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments. And, you know, this is a monumental moment. Literally and figuratively, I guess. And he says, guys, let's go talk to God. It's going to be great. And they say, you talk to us lest we die. And by the way, we got, you know, we got a party to get to and a golden calf to make and all that kind of stuff. That's basically what was going on. Yeah, that going on then, you know, you read in the New Testament about traditions of men. Jesus confronted people, you know, they're saying, why does he wash his hands and all this other kind of stuff? And he says, you guys are, you know, you can't wait to step over the commandment of God to honor the tradition of men. These are proclivities. There's a history of this and a pattern of this. So at the Council of Jamnia in 90 AD, the redefining of Judaism begins, I would say, which leads to the Talmud. A couple of versions of that in particular, Babylonian and Jerusalem Talmud. And this is the tradition that sort of takes hold, and you see that alongside, you know, this comes alongside what I would call Orthodox Judaism or Biblical Judaism, the Torah, and coming forward, you know, we creep further afield toward the Kabbalistic practices. You know, you get the Zohar along the way, and we creep into, you know, toward the Babylonian mystery religion, toward this thing that's always been a problem. And this people group, it's always been a problem. It's always been a thing. You can read about it in the Bible. There's always this thing lurking. You know, the people chosen by God to be the keepers of the oracles of God, and the promise comes through them, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, that kind of stuff. And so the redefining of Judaism, the duality of it now with the Talmud and Zohar in the, what was it, 13th century, Moses de Lenn. You know, this has been happening throughout the centuries, and there's this drift. And so now the duality obviously lends itself to nefarious efforts. And you can see evidence of this all around us. This is not something we have to do a DNA test on. You can see it in, you know, the Lubavitch contingent and the Hasidic community and so on. This is history that we don't have to, you know, no DNA test required. You can see it in, you know, cities around the world. So that's, you know, that's a short version on what I meant when I said there's a people group, and because of these kinds of proclivities, you know, this lends itself to nefarious things, obviously. The Talmud and the Zohar and Kabbalah are not Orthodox Judaism. Plain and simple. So, anyway, but, you know, what do you do? Because, you know, again, without the temple and the shedding of blood, there is no, and the altar, there is no remission of sins, which is why this is a big deal, and we're hearing about it even today. So hopefully that makes sense. And, you know, again, I think by and large, most people are abused, and their proclivities, different people groups are abused and taken advantage of because these things are known by the devil himself, of course, a very good persuader and influencer, the number one influencer and persuader, I would say. When you're talking about influence and persuasion, Machiavellian and Alinsky kind of influence and persuasion, you know, the community organizer kind of guy. The devil is the ultimate community organizer. And that gets back to the whole socialist bent and all of that. Who is trying to influence people always? We're supposed to step back and let the Holy Spirit work and influence people, influence us. And that's not really happening in America these days. You have all kinds of other influences, influencers on social media and in politics and in establishment media channels and things like that. How many people are just sitting quietly with their Bible, don't need anything else, and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and direct the affairs of their lives. And I dare say that that's a thing that we've lost sight of along the way. Not a whole lot of peace, not a whole lot of quiet these days. A lot floating around that is very disruptive to those ends and efforts. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Welcome back. Calls calls stacking up as I go on a rant. I apologize. I think I should point out, though, that Anthony jumped off on his own. We didn't kick him off. We don't do that. So I don't do that on this broadcast, but I am, you know, especially as I get older and I'm channeling my inner John Stadmiller, I insist that we maintain a certain level of decorum. Anyway, back to the phones. David in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hello again. Chris, I wanted to make a comment and a suggestion for a couple of books that have been gathering dust over the years. And it has to do with the question about Pike's letter to Mazzini, which the bad guys, I would say, are the bad guys that dismiss that as a hoax, etc., that was allegedly in the British Museum Library and then out mm-hmm. of it and then all that controversy.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, and this is in, and I want to say, they say we stand on the shoulders of big men. And I want to mention Des Griffin as the man that I ordered a hard copy of this book from many years ago. Mm-hmm. And now it's online. And mm-hmm. and it's the name of it is The Empire of the City.
Mm-hmm.
The Jekyll Hyde Nature of the British Empire, I think it is. I think that's the total. But anyway, in the first chapter, it's titled The Fundamental Basis of Internationalism. And here's the very brief first paragraph. In 1912, the noted internationalist Homer Lee, and his last name is spelled with a spelled L-E-A. Homer Lee, in a scientific study of basic elements of world politics, forecast an imminent and inevitable, a series of gigantic world conflicts, of which World War I, World War II, and a now almost certain and nearby World War III form a part. So I just want to suggest The Empire of the City, which can be located online, and the other book by Homer Lee, it's a break here already.
Yeah, we're headed into the... Yeah, you want to hold that thought and we'll finish?
I would like to. My eyes are a little bad today, but I'm still able to read this. So, thank you very much. I want to finish.
Stick around. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.